Indeed, it's an unfortunate allegation, considering all the efforts that have been made here to ensure that human rights are strictly observed in all our operations, and also the desperation with which that report appeared to have been targeted at blackmailing the Nigerian military and specific officers. The officers mentioned in that report have no reason whatsoever to indulge in the allegations that have been made against them. It is indeed unfortunate that the organization just went out, gathered names of specific officers in a calculated attempt to rubbish their reputation as well as the image of the Nigerian military. The action, no doubt, depicts more of a premeditated indictment aimed at discrediting the country for whatever purpose, which we don't know at this moment. Each of the previous allegations had been thoroughly responded to and cleared in the public as well as officially. So, surprisingly, right from the title down to the body of those allegations, smacks of extreme bias, which is very disturbing, particularly coming from an otherwise reputable organization that is expected to be just and fair to all. We insist that it is unfortunate indeed that they have taken a premeditated position which is far from noble. We find it very curious that a body that has never been able to seriously condemn terror in Nigeria now claims to have done extensive research with the aim of discrediting the nation's effort at containing terror.
Will the Nigerian military officially petition this organization to register your protest, since these accusations you describe as very unfortunate and a blackmail?
Well, we're definitely considering additional actions to respond to this unfortunate trend. Somehow, Amnesty International have become more active in presenting destructive allegations whenever the terrorists are losing ground in the battle in Nigeria. It's very unfortunate that Amnesty International has again used that method in this report to further confirm the fact that we believe they have been playing questionable roles in our counter-terrorism effort in Nigeria. And we recall several of our efforts that have been made to insist on human rights, such as the setting up of the joint task and joint investigation team. We have opened our detention facilities to be inspected and to be visited by reputable bodies across the world, including the ICRC. We will definitely not take this line low, more so as they did not even give us the opportunity to clarify some of this. And in the ones we clarified, they still insisted, still erroneously, to keep presenting it to the world with a view to, you know, rubbing their blackmail.
Did the military investigate some of these allegations and clear some of these officials that have been mentioned in this report?
You see, in the first place, these allegations were never properly presented. We have a posture which we have made clear to not just Amnesty International, but everybody. And the posture is that this armed forces of Nigeria does not tolerate or encourage the abuse of human rights. It will not condone it on the part of any of its personnel. Anyone who acts is answerable for his actions. And if any is well proved, definitely will take action against it. Unfortunately, they have never been proved beyond gathering the reports of either some collaborators, some sympathizers, and even particularly terrorists in some occasions. But each time we have cause to punish anybody, we will not hesitate to do that. But it's unfortunate to keep insisting on what we know has not been proved.
What is the military's message to the people of Nigeria in the fight against Boko Haram and in view of these unfortunate allegations made against the military?
Well, the Nigerian people should remain assured that their forces have no reason whatsoever to abuse their rights. The essence of this operation in the first place is to reverse and to check the abuse of the rights of Nigerians by terrorists. And so the armed forces has no reason to indulge in it. The operation will continue with a high tempo, regardless of an attempt to distract us. And let nobody think that destructive allegations will reduce the tempo of this mission. It will continue.